Mabuhay! Welcome to Araling World Podcast. I'm your host, Albine Bodo. This episode will help you build your Tagalog vocabulary, improve your Tagalog pronunciation, or learn Tagalog simple sentence construction. Simon want to learn how to use the word mula, right? Mula. Mula.
Me as well.
Uh-oh.
I need to know how to use it. Because I use it, but I don't. Maybe I'm not using it the wrong way.
The way I would like to help you, I would give more phrases, different kinds of phrases, possibility that mula will arise in your speech. So mula, again, as I said earlier, most likely you would say from, like a commodity, right? Like a commodity. Mayroon akong... what is this? I would use the way the thing that I used before. Sardinas. Do you know what sardinas is? Sardinas mula sa Pilipinas. Sardinas means sardines.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sardinas. Mayroon akong sardinas na mula sa Pilipinas. What else? I would like to say mula. Wait. Mula umaga hanggang gabi ay nagbasa lang ako kahapon. What else? What else are other possibility?
Use of anong ibig sabihin? Mula umaga hanggang gabi. I know it, but I don't know the way you said it. Can you just translate that?
Hanggang, wait, let me get here. Hanggang gabi. Oh, wait. How about before I ask, I answer your question, Mohammed.
Okay.
Simon, are you okay with mayroon akong sardinas mula sa Pilipinas?
Papa, yeah. Have I sardines from the Philippines?
Yeah. To those people listening, mayroon ako means I have, and then sardinas, it's sardines. Mula sa Pilipinas means from the Philippines. Now, Mohammed, this is your question.
Mm-hmm.
This time, I use the word mula with respect to time, but mula become an adverb. I think here, adverb. Mula umaga, it is from morning or since morning. It starts from morning time. Hanggang means until. And then night, mula umaga hanggang gabi, from morning until night, I nagbasa, I read lang. I just read lang ako kahapon, yesterday. That is how we commonly construct our sentence. Mula umaga hanggang gabi, I nagbasa lang ako kahapon. Please say it, Muhammad.
Mula umaga hanggang gabi ay nagbasa lang ako kahapon.
Simon, please say it.
Mula umaga hanggang gabi ay nagbasa lang ako kahapon.
Oh, so there are two ways that I can think of how to use mula. Mula is, I would say, from, there is transition. It starts from one point to another point. That's how I think. That's how we want to use mula as a native, from somewhere.
So you're coming. I came from my house or something like that.
I would say okay. Another sentence. I would say, pasensya na late ako. Matraffic kasi nagmula pa ako sa Tagaytay. Let me see. Pasensya na huli ako. Nahuli ako ng dating. dating. Matraffic. Taglish. Matraffic. Kasi nagmula pa ako sa, I would say Tagaytay. Simon, do you know where Tagaytay is?
No, I heard of it, but I've never been there.
Okay.
I don't know where it is.
Because it's, yeah, I like to demonstrate in terms of places, so I like to refer to Philippines. Muhammad, I would say, if you are using Google Map and what's the distance? Simon, your wife is from Laguna, right? Do you know your Laguna?
Yeah.
San Pedro, right? San Pedro.
Pedro.
Yes.
Yeah,
and
do you know
the distance? Do you know the distance from San Pedro to Manila, like airport, international airport?
Can you tell the distance? From the airport. What do you want to know? Sorry.
What is the distance like in terms of how far it is, like, with respect to travel?
Depend on the mad traffic, 40 minutes.
Distance is about us. We are in kilometer. You're also in kilometer, right? Because USA is in miles. Mohammed in Canada, you are in kilometer. Simon in UK, you're in kilometer, right?
No, we're miles.
Are you in miles?
Yeah.
Okay. Miles. I would say in kilometer first. You just convert Simon. Let's see. 60. Relatively about 60 kilometer distance to Metro Manila. To Manila area. 60 kilometers, I think in miles is about 30.
Yeah, but about similar from where we are to the airport, I would say.
Yeah. 30. You have the reference point now, how long, the distance-wise, Mohammed, 30 60 kilometers in Canada, you are okay with that.
Parang 30, yeah, same.
In miles, to people in the U.S., about 30 miles. Okay, that far travel. Oh, pasensya, nahuli ako ng dating. For example, you are meeting up on a coffee shop, Starbucks, right? Pasensya, nahuli ako ng dating. Traffic kasi, nagmula pa ako sa Tagaytay. Simon, are you okay with this sentence?
Yeah.
Okay.
Arriving late from lots of traffic, something.
Matraffic kasi. I was caught on traffic. It's slow moving, right?
Yeah.
It's slow moving.
That is Manila.
Mohammed, please read this sentence example.
Okay, sige. Pasensya, nahuli ako ng dating ma-traffic kasi nagmula pa ako sa Tagaytay.
Tagaytay. Okay. To beginners in Tagalog, pasensya means I'm sorry. Nahuli ako. I came late. Simon, you're okay. Nahuli ako. I came late. Dating means arrive. Okay, you ask my traffic is slow moving. Kasi means because. Nagmula, I came from. Simon, the root word mula, it turned into a verb. Nagmula. Ako sa Tagaytay. I came all the way from Tagaytay.
Yeah, good.
Okay. Muhammad, the use of pa means still.
Still.
Yeah, still. Ako is I. nagmula pa ako sa Tagaytay. Emphasize like, oh, I have the reason for me to take a while to come. Takes a long time for me to come. That is how we want to say it in the Filipino English. Because we tend to translate from our sentence structure to English, right? Nagmula pa ako. So, what else are other, Simon, do you have any other, what is confusing to you on mula and you raised this question?
If you say, Simon, I'm going from my friend's house to the tricycle, would you use Müller or would you use...
Transport, right from mula, sunduin mo ako mula dito sa bahay, ipag-drive mo ako. Service. Ipag-drive mo ako mula sa bahay papuntang airport. Let me say that. Ipag-drive mo ako. Ipag-maneho mo ako. Which one is good? Maneho or drive? Ipag-maneho. Maneho?
Maneho.
Ako mula dito sa bahay hanggang airport. So do you, it's nice to use mula, it's partnered with hanggang, until hanggang. Makes sense. Muhammad, are you okay with ipagmaneho mo ako?
Anong ibig sabihin ipagmaneho?
Maneho, you drive. Maneho is derived from Spanish word, means manage or something. Drive.
Maneho.
Or if you want to use Taglish, ipag-drive mo ako. Okay, this is just paraphrase, right? I would wish you to drive me from house to airport. From house here. Okay. Ipag-maneho is a verb. Ipagmaneho is a verb. What I would like to tell Muhammad about this verb, this is a passive voice of God. Passive.
Oh.
You is a pronoun. Ipagmaneho mo ako, drive me. You drive me. Is how we want to say that. Mula, from, and then dito is here. In our house, sa bahay, dito sa bahay, up to airport. So mula is there is the starting point up and then partnered with hanggang, which is up to or until the destination. Does it make sense?
Sige.
Mula noon hanggang ngayon, it refers to time also. Let me say that. Mula noon hanggang ngayon ay maganda pa rin. Noon, referring to time, mula noon in the past. Noon, mula noon, from days in the past until today. Mula noon, yeah. Hanggang ngayon, ay maganda ka pa rin. You are still beautiful.
Mula right, okay.
Noon. So it's vague. Noon, but it refers to time. Noon, time in the past. Time in the past. Mula noon.
Yeah, the gam bit got me confused. I would have thought it'd be the other way around. Still beautiful you.
Beautiful you.
Yeah, it's like backwards. Yeah. It's backwards. Yeah, it's confusing.
Confusing.
Yeah, it is confusing.
That's why I'm telling English speakers, English as a primary language, including Brandon. Forget about your grammar. Is that?
Yeah, it's true. Okay. It's true. You have to forget your grammar.
You want to learn Tagalog, so be comfortable with the way words are arrange. Words are arranged. And with Brandon, Simon, it helps him. The way you do it, word for word, it helps him understand. Mula, literally means from. And then noon, Simon, you would say time in the past. Time in the past. And then until today.
Now.
And then I is just a connector. I, connector. Maganda, beautiful, you is still two, right? You
is that still, bit was confusing me, the last bit.
You is still two, maganda ka pa rin. Muhammad, is a pronoun, you.
Okay, sige.
Maganda ka pa rin, say it.
Maganda ka pa rin.
Oh, yeah.
Well, ano gam, where do you, like, you see how ginagamit niyo rin?
Rin is like, two.
Rin and din. Which when do why do you use din and why do people use rin? Like okay. I know it's the same meaning, but like is it? Can I just use rin whenever I want? Can I use din whenever I want? Like when people say, "Oh, I'm happy," I can say ako din or ako rin. Is it the same thing?
In reality, natives are also confused about it. They just mean the same thing. Two or also, right?
Yes. Yes.
Since I am a teacher and I want to follow a strict grammar rule, but it's not really prescribed. Use rin when the word before it ends with a vowel. When the word before it ends with a vowel.
Sige.
When the word before it ends with a consonant, din.
Okay. Naiintindihan.
Like pangit. Do you know the word pangit?
Ugly.
Oh. Simon, do you remember pangit?
Yeah.
Pangit din. Mabait din. Mabuti rin. Do you get that?
Yeah, because it ends with the I.
Rin.
It's only really, they don't worry about it if you pronounce it, but it's for grammar.
That's right, Simon. You can use either of those, right? But also the rule is whatever is easy to for your tongue to speak to your speech, right? It's about speech kind of rule. If it's easy to say, faster for you to say, whether in or deep.
And if you're writing, obviously, if you're writing it, you want to try and do it right. If you're writing it down.
Yes, that's right, Simon. Me as a teacher, I have pressure on that. I should write the right thing or the right prescription. I should follow the correct prescription. Makes sense? Okay.
Glad you stuck with us. This is still Albine, but me and our today's guest will be back promptly. Hey, I wish to know if you're benefiting from my show. I ask for your monetary support. Read the podcast description and click the Support This Podcast link. Be a supporter by sending me some money every month. That way, you help me sustain the creation of educational content like this.
Are we okay with Mula? Now, Muhammad, maybe you have more example. Like, for example, this is the way we use from in English. Can you please translate it in Tagalog? How do you want? Because you see, translation is really so tricky.
Yeah, sometimes it's lost. It gets lost. Yeah, I agree.
Translation. Give me, even Simon, please try to give me English phrases using from, and then I would like to say it in Taga.
You know how you say, like, where are you from? Taga saan ka?
Oh, yes.
It doesn't use the word mula.
Oh, taga saan ka? Taga saan ka? Literally, in English, you say, where are you from? But I know Brandon or Simon would also appreciate this. From From where? Oh, from where you, Simon, right? This is the way it is constructed. Oh,
yeah.
Where are you from? Incorrect English speech. But if you want to understand translation, from where you, taga saan ka? From where? We don't use the word from here. Taga sa, taga saan ka?
Sige.
What else? Saan ka? The other one. Where have you been? Another one. It's another.
I know that one. Saan ka nanggaling?
Saan ka nanggaling? Saan ka nanggaling?
Halimbawa, saan kang nanggaling si Amihan? Where is Amihan from?
Wait, let me see. Where? Saan ka nanggaling? Saan nanggaling si Amihan? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, si Amihan. Like, where is Amihan coming from? Saan kang nanggaling sa Amihan or saan nanggaling? So you drop the K, K-A-K, no ka, right?
Wait, hang on, saan ka nanggaling? Wait, what do you mean Amihan? Do you mean of a TV series character or do you mean...
No, my friend.
But the name of your friend is Amihan.
Amihan, sige.
You're referring to name of a person here because there is a Filipino TV series, Amihan is a lead. The star of the show.
Encantadia, diba?
Oh, Encantadia, right? But I don't follow. I'm lost. Right. Amihan is name of the person. Saan ang galing si Amihan? It means, it can be vague. It depends on the context. Simon, okay. I hope you know what I mean. It depends on the context. Sometimes you would mean, saan ang galing si Amihan? It means, where is Amihan's birthplace? Possibly. But saan ang galing si Amihan? Also, you can literally, Filipino would also think it's of something like, oh, Amihan just arrived. She's just in town. Where did she come from? It means, Where was she before?
Sige, that's how I know it. That's the way I know it. But I didn't know that it means you can have two different meanings. I didn't know.
Yes. Nanggaling. Saan ka nanggaling? Where were you before? Where have you been?
I come from home, so it would be...
Yeah. Nanggaling ako sa bahay. Nanggaling ako sa trabaho.
Yeah.
Nanggaling ako sa palengke.
Nanggaling ako sa palengke. Sa trabaho. Tapos sa simbahan. Yes.
Simbahan?
A church.
Church. Okay.
Nanggaling ako na sa palengke tapos sa simbahan. Okay, I came from the market and then I went to the church.
Okay.
Right? Nanggaling. Saan nanggaling? Taga saan is always the best question if you want the birthplace, the origin, where did the person originally came from, right? Saan, taga saan si Albine? Or saan ipinanganak? We can be specific on that. Saan ipinanganak si Albine? Oh, let me see. Taga saan si Albine? And then I would say, saan ipinanganak si Albine? Yeah, this is about me, right? This time I would say, Taga Ohio ako, and then ipinanganak ako sa Pilipinas. Dati, sa Cavite ako nakatira. I would say that. Taga Ohio, I would say ako because it's me. Kagauhay ako, ipinanganak ako sa Pilipinas.
I was born in the Philippines.
And then I would like to specify, dati sa Cavite ako nakatira.
May tanong ako.
Go ahead.
Nasaan Cavite? Malapit ba sa Manila o hindi?
That's also my question. Simon, are you familiar with Cavite? No.
Okay. We've been to very few places. I've mainly seen their family, so we've only been to places near our family.
Yeah, I know. Where is Cavite? Referring to the airport, the international airport again. Muhammad. International airport, Cavite, those are southern part. If you move from south of the airport, these are the provinces. Laguna is one, where San Pedro is, Simon. Laguna is, you drive about southeast, whereas Cavite, you drive towards southwest.
Okay.
Right from the airport. So if you are from Metro Manila, Cavite and Laguna are both south of Manila.
Sige, naiintindihan.
You get that. So like, Laguna and Cavite are adjacent provinces. Only that Laguna is east of Cavite and Cavite is west of Laguna. I hope that.
Anong dialect sinabi?
Tagalog. Both of those provinces speak
Tagalog.
Yeah, that's why those provinces, we call them Southern Tagalog provinces.
Yeah.
Funny enough, my wife's sister, she came from the Bisaya region, down the middle of it. Although she in the Tagalog area, she speaks only Bisaya.
Yeah.
So it's quite difficult.
That happens because Simon, Laguna and Cavite has become an extension of Metro Manila, of the capital region.
Yeah.
There are like transplant people already.
Yeah, so you used to come from Masbate. Masbate, we used to come live in Masbate. Yeah, Bisaya, isn't it?
Mohammed, you're aware that Philippines
suburbs? Medyo. Dili ko balo. Hindi ko alam. No, Bisaya. Dili ko balo.
Gamayra. I would always say, di ko kasabot. Di ko kasabot. I don't understand.
Kasabot.
That is the only way I would say in Bisaya. Di ko kasabot. I don't understand.
What does that mean? Oh, right.
Huh?
But Bisaya, then.
You know a little bit of Bisaya, Simon?
But my Sour Coach said, once you learn Tagalog, once you got mastered that, she's going to teach me a bit of Bisaya later.
Yeah, go for it.
Go for it. Same with you, Mohammed. You have tendency.
Subukan mo. Hindi ko alam kasi medyo mahirap mag-Bisaya. Maraming ibang iba talaga. Sa Tagalog, Bisaya, Ilocano.
Marami. Maraming Philippine languages.
Maraming dahil sobra.
Yes. Okay. I can only just help you with Tagalog. Although I'm willing to learn Bisayas, Bicolano. I think I would need a friend to practice with. Right?
Is none of your family from any of those regions and nobody from your family?
Are you asking?
Yeah,
both my parents are from one province only, Marinduque. We only just have one dialect. Southern Tagalog, Marinduque Tagalog, actually. There's quite difference in compared to Manila Tagalog. Manila Tagalog is different. Manila Tagalog has become Taglish now.
Taglish, yeah. Totoo.
In Manila. we cannot blame them because people in the capital region in Manila came from different provinces also who speak different Philippine languages.
Can people in Visayas speak Tagalog?
Visayas.
Do they speak Tagalog or do they not? Or they just speak Visayas?
Oh, the easy answer to your question, Simon. The easy answer is because at school our textbooks are written in Tagalog.
Right, so we learn Tagalog, the national language.
Written. At least, like when we study, like social studies, like at grade school, written in Tagalog.
So, yeah, I know it meant to be the national language of the Philippines, isn't it?
So that's it. That's quite complicated as much as possible. I don't want to put that in the conversation because people become division. People become disintegrated.
Pwede ba kitang makausap sandali mag Tagalog? Kasi just like straight Tagalog. Let me try my best. I'm gonna try.
Okay, go ahead.
Ask me any questions and then I'll try to respond to you because I want to you know that it's a secret that I know Tagalog, right? So I don't have practice. I don't have, and I wish I had a wife, of course, so it would be helpful. But whenever I speak to you, it's like I get an opportunity to just speak Tagalog straight. So let's just try like 2-3 minutes.
Sure.
Like straight, throw anything at me, ask me any question. I'll try my best to respond in Tagalog. Okay. If that's okay with Simon too. If Simon can join in the conversation, Tagalog.
Simon. Yep. Simon, it's a challenge, right? Practicing.
Yes. Do you want us to ask you in Tagalog or in English?
Whatever is easy. Let's just all try Tagalog until I can't do Tagalog anymore.
Yeah,
before we end
this session, right? Yeah, yes. As a practice, I like that fashion, that trend. Both of you, I would like to speak to both of you in Tagalog.
Yeah, right? Yeah. A few minutes.
Yes, I will start from Muhammad, and then after Muhammad, I will talk to Simon in Tagalog before we go. Okay, Muhammad, kumusta? Natutuwa ako na sumali ka dito sa coaching ngayon. Makikita ba ulit kita sa Sabado?
Sige. Gusto ko makita sa Sabado. Pero like usually, nakita tayo sa Miyerkules. Pero okay lang sa Sabado. May tanong ako. Kumusta yung buhay sa Ohio?
Dito ngayon, alam ko, pag sinabi kong malamig, mas malamig dyan sa Canada.
Medyo malamig, di ba? Yeah. Pero, dito medyo malamig.
Pero gusto ko, okay lang. Ayoko ng malamig, pero wala akong magagawa. Ang mahalaga sa akin, may araw. Gusto ko maliwanag. Ayoko yung madilim. Pagkapag-araw, madilim, lalo na pag winter.
Oh, tagaro.
Oo, totoo. No? Okay.
Sige. Kasi para sa akin, wala akong kausap. Tapos, masaya ako kapag nagsasalita ako, nagsasalita mo ako mag-Tagalog. Paano ka... Like ano yung hanap buhay sa kapag bata mo, kapag when you were young? When you were younger?
Uh-oh.
Ano yung hanap buhay? Were you always a teacher? Were you always
okay. Sige. Kasi mula nung pag-graduate ko ng college, ang naging trabaho ko, parang software developer ako. Actually, marunong ako ng programming.
So, grabe.
Nag-develop ako ng application. Noon yun, about matagal na. Windows 95 pa nung time na yun.
Oh, tapos, sige.
Siguro mga 10 years akong naging programmer, pero tapos nag-freelance ako. Hindi ako naging successful sa freelancing. Sabi ko, magtuturo na lang ako para meron akong regular income. Yun. Did you get it?
Sige, naiintindihan ang sinasabi mo. Yeah, grabe. Kasi medyo mahirap sa software developing. Para sa akin, gusto ko maging nurse. Ngayon, sa simula ko sa Enero, balik-aral na ako para sa nursing.
Ang galing. Sige lang, maganda yan sa nursing. Ako, hindi ako pwedeng maging nurse kasi nininerbios ako, natatakot ako. Pero sige, mahanga ako sa iyo. Ituloy mo lang ang pagiging nurse. At maraming Filipino nurses dito.
Oh, sige. Sige, napansin ko, medyo maraming mga Filipino nursing. Napansin ko. Okay, sige. Inuubos mo ang lahat Tagalog ko.
Okay. Oh, sige, practice. Maganda yan, practice. Okay, salamat, Muhammad.
Maraming salamat.
Si Simon, ikaw naman, Simon. Mag-usap tayo. Simon, kumusta ka?
Mexico. Anon Gina Growin Bukas?
Oh, bukas. Karaniwan palagi naglalaba ako tuwing linggo. Naglalaba ako. Pero siyempre medyo day off. Minsan mamimili kami grocery shopping kapag linggo. And then may mga gawaing bahay, Simon, bukas. Ayos ba?
Maglilinis ng bahay. Kasi hindi si Thompson.
Wala si Simon. Oo, maglilinis ka ng bahay, Simon. Oo, ako rin.
Yeah.
Naglilinis ng bahay. At saka, magkakabit ka na rin ba ng Christmas tree, Simon?
Hindi pa hinhintay para si Thompson's birthday December 6th. December 6th, waiting for his birthday. Baggio, put it up. I don't know how you say put it up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Waiting for your birthday to be done before I put it up.
Hinihintay ko ang birthday ni Samson bago maglagay ng Christmas tree. Bago maglagay ng Christmas tree.
Astig! That's one episode of our weekly coaching call. Thanks to the participants in this tutorial. If you wish to join us on a session like this, kindly see our schedule at aralinworld.com. And that's aralinworld.com. AralinWorld.com. This has been Albine. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back soon with another Tagalog tutorial. Usap tayo!